Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yeah, you're very welcome to Tech Talk. Coming up over the next hour, we'll hear about Ireland's only tech and lifestyle expo that's taking place later this year. Plus, we'll hear from Aer Lingus about how technology continues to enhance the travel experience. As always, you can email the show techtalk@newstalk.com, or you'll find me on Instagram @JessKellyNT. I hope you're well. It has been an incredibly busy week, to be honest, but the weather has been decent enough, and you'll all be delighted to know, I'm sure, that I harvested more tomatoes from my garden. My garden is still fully my personality, which may be tragic, but sure, look, we move. I mentioned at the end of last week's show that I was at Oasis in Wembley on the 30th of July, and it was incredible. I was still processing elements of it when the show went out last week, but I have to say, it was incredible. If you're going next weekend, you are going to have a ball. The atmosphere in Wembley Stadium was incredible. The set list was phenomenal. Liam and Noel were in flying form. And it was just one of those nights that's going to live in my brain forever. I'm desperately trying to get my paws on tickets for the gigs in Dublin, but it's not looking likely. There is an awful lot of scams floating around, or there are an awful lot of scams floating around online, on X in particular. I've come across quite a few. I've interacted with a few of the scammers purporting to have tickets and then saying that they'll transfer them to you if you Revolut them. Please, no matter how desperate you are to go to see Oasis in Croke Park, don't fall for any of those scams. Buy from a verified reseller. Ticketmaster, there are some tickets appearing up on the Ticketmaster resale thing. They're verified tickets that you can download via the Ticketmaster app. So that, to me, is the safest way to do it. Just be wary. We did a bit of a deep dive on News Talk Daily, which is our new podcast. If you haven't already subscribed, you can do so now on the Go Loud app. But myself and Ciara Doherty were looking back on the hullabaloo that existed last year when the tickets went on sale. There was an awful lot of talk about the pricing, about dynamic pricing, about the queuing system. Yeah, it was a strange time. But what I would say, and this doesn't make it right, but I didn't meet a single person in Wembley who wasn't thrilled to be there. There were quite a few people who said they would gladly have paid twice what they paid to be present, which is an incredible luxury, and they are hashtag blessed they could do it. I was only there because my brother and sister paid for my ticket. I wouldn't have made it otherwise because some of the ticket prices were bananas. But again, it was a lifelong wish list, bucket list thing that we had, the three of us. So it was great that we were there. And as I said, if you are one of the lucky ones going to Croke Park next weekend, you will just have a sensational evening. It's set to be incredible. I went around to the Oasis fan shop, or the merch shop, because it's just around the corner from the News Talk office here in Dublin too. It's beside Stephen's Green, across from the Lewis stop. If you are in Dublin, or if you're coming to Dublin, they had a great selection of bits. Unfortunately, the sizes were not massively varied. They had a lot of larges, a lot of extra larges. And it should be noted, I think a lot of the t-shirts are kind of cut for a male body. So there wasn't a huge selection for women, which was unfortunate. But some great bits and pieces. Obviously, they had bucket hats. They had water bottles. They had posters. Plenty of merch to choose from. There was also a Dublin specific t-shirt, which was nice to see. I bought the London specific one when I was at Wembley. So yeah, I think Westlife, Oasis Mania is definitely in town, and it's here to stay for the next wee while. Elsewhere this week, we saw a bit of app news. Pennies, they announced a brand new app. So if you're a fan of Pennies, and if you like having a gawk at the new bits and pieces that come into store, you can download the app onto your phone. It's available on both iOS and Android. The one little thing that it doesn't offer is the ability to buy stuff online. So you can see if an item is in stock in your local Pennies, which is great, very useful. But the press release that landed in my inbox about it said they still want to get customers into the store, which makes perfect sense. There's also, you know, I'm sure you saw in recent weeks, the talk about ASOS and the amount of returns they receive. So this notion of buying online is easier for everyone is not always the case. So as I said, you can download the app, have a look at the bits and pieces, see if it's in stock, then go to your store and buy them in store. But I'd love to know your thoughts. Like, I think I'm a bit allergic to online shopping. I bought a bit when I was on leave a few weeks ago, and everything I bought got returned because it either didn't fit me or didn't look right on me, and I just didn't like it as much. Whereas when I buy stuff in store, I'm more likely to hang on to it. But yeah, let me know your thoughts. techtalk@newstalk.com. Now, in October, a very exciting event is coming to Dublin. It's taking place in the RDS on October 18th. And I'm delighted to say the man behind it, Stuart Dempsey, is with me now. Stuart, it's great to talk to you again. Just tell us, what is it that you have up your sleeve?
So Tech Labs, Jess, is Ireland's only tech, electronics and lifestyle consumer expo. There's no other event like this in Ireland. Tech Labs is going to showcase everything that's cutting edge in consumer technology and entertainment. So that includes everything from smart TVs to wearable fitness trackers, electric vehicles, gaming, drones, content creation equipment, just a huge array of the latest tech products and services for all those tech and gadget lovers. The event itself takes place on Saturday, the 18th of October at the RDS. It's free to register, free to attend. So we're expecting 10,000 visitors across the day, and it's shaping up to be a really incredible event.
It's surprising that something like this doesn't already exist, because Ireland is known as a tech town. Dublin is known as a tech town. We've got some incredible talent working here. We've a lot of the big companies based here. We've got a lot of product launches happening in different parts of the country every day of the week. Tell me a little bit about why you've decided to put this all, as you said, in one place on one day in the RDS, and why now?
Well, as you know, our flagship event would be Ireland's biggest gaming event, which is called Gamerfest. We've been running that since 2017, so very much gaming focused. We run that at the RDS as well each May. We get about 6,000 to 7,000 visitors at that. Really, this conversation about a wider electronics and tech expo developed over the last 12 or 18 months. We felt there was a really strong appetite for it. As you mentioned, you know, Ireland is a nation of tech lovers. We're early adopters for the latest technology, electronics, products, gadgets. So we put feelers out kind of 12, 18 months ago. And yeah, the reaction was incredibly positive, both amongst the brands and the companies that were interested in participating, and also just the general public, our audience. You're right, there is nothing like this in Ireland. And, you know, when we spoke to people about it, everybody just immediately got it, what it was, why they'd like to attend. And really, that made up our mind for us. So we've been working hard in the background, and we're really looking forward to October.
So talk me through some of the brands and devices that will be on show. Like, you listed off the likes of drones and all the rest, but is it going to be phones and laptops, or is it more like CES that'll have, you know, fancy fridges and washing machines?
Well, we very much took a lot of inspiration from CES in Las Vegas, which you'd be very familiar with. So that's obviously a behemoth of a show that's showcasing all the latest trends and cutting edge equipment. So that's very much an event that we've modeled Tech Labs on. So we've developed the event around five key pillars. So the first pillar is urban mobility. So that includes everything from electric vehicles to drones to e-bikes. We've got some great exhibitors confirmed, including Porsche and Tesla. They're going to be showcasing their latest vehicles, their latest tech, the latest infotainment systems. So that's going to be really, really cool. The second pillar is health and fitness tech. So, you know, everything from wearable fitness trackers to smart gym equipment, basically all that technology now that's playing a role in our daily lives in staying fit and healthy. The third pillar is connectivity, which includes things like smart living and all those cutting edge devices and technology that's keeping everyone connected. Within that area at the event at Tech Labs, we're going to have a live streaming zone. So this will feature special guests and tech content creators live streaming from the event. So that's going to be really, really cool. The fourth pillar is audio visual. So smart TVs, sound systems, headsets, basically the future of home entertainment. And Harvey Norman will be with us, and they're going to be showcasing all the latest tech and products from the brands that they work with. So really looking forward to that. And the fifth pillar is computers and gaming. So this will include things like Formula One racing simulators, where visitors to the event can get hands-on and participate in the fastest lap challenge. So anyone that's loving Formula One right now should definitely come along and chance their arm, test their skills on that. We've got Zero Latency VR, who's going to be showcasing the very latest in immersive virtual reality experiences. There'll be gaming zones. And then outside of that, we have the Tech Labs innovation stage. So we'll have special guests looking at product reviews, looking ahead to 2026, the trends and products and services that are coming down the track. So yeah, it's going to be a really packed day. Really looking forward to it.
I love the different pillars that you have there, because I think it really hammers home the point that, you know, when I started talking about technology on News Talk 12 or 13 years ago now, technology, the technology segment on the right hook was reviewing a phone or reviewing a game, a PC-based game. And that was kind of the extent of it. But as you've outlined there now, it's ingrained in every aspect of our lives. And I'm sure, although you will have your kind of core nerdy tech cohort of people like me going along, I'm sure you'd welcome the non-techie and the tech curious to come in and see where we're going in terms of transport and home tech and fitness and all the rest.
Yeah, I think tech curious is actually a great expression. That's exactly who we'd like to see at the event. It's very much for the general public. So to your point, you absolutely don't need to be a tech nerd. These are companies and products and services that we're all dealing with in our everyday lives. We're obviously immersed in tech in one way or another, some people more so than others. But there's such an array of things at Tech Labs in October. Like I mentioned, from EVs, we'll have boats, there'll be motorbikes. It's just a huge choice of technology and services. And we picked the dates in October specifically ahead of Black Friday and Christmas for anyone that's, you know, weighing up that big purchase or looking at a gift for a loved one. Or even if you're looking ahead to 2026, wondering what the trends coming down the track are, you know, what might be on the radar for next year. It's all of these things. And we're expecting just a really vibrant, relaxed atmosphere and very much open to the general public.
Tell me a little bit about the putting together of the event from a logistics point of view. So you mentioned the RDS. We know that the RDS hosts some of the biggest exhibitions and live events that this country puts on. How did you go about, you know, deciding on that as the location, your ideal capacity, and just even the layout for your different content pillars?
Well, I guess we'd have a lot of experience in terms of events like this from running Gamerfest and other events for the last number of years. We have an ongoing relationship with the RDS. We use that venue regularly. So, you know, when you're using venues and we have existing suppliers, there's no surprises. So we're very comfortable with the RDS. It's a very good venue. In terms of layout, we have partners in terms of health and safety and floor plans. And then we follow their guidelines in terms of the best layout, the best flow. And then, you know, as I mentioned, the relationships we had from Gamerfest with brands, with hardware providers, the feedback we had from them, it's been reasonably straightforward to transition them from Gamerfest to Tech Labs. And then, you know, the new brands that I've mentioned that we haven't worked with before, the likes of Tesla, Porsche, Harvey Norman, for example, you know, we've just been blown away with how excited they are about the event, how quickly they committed to it. Because, as I said, anyone we explained the event to, they just immediately get it. And they know as well that the public in Ireland are really tech focused, they're tech oriented, and they're really looking forward to getting in front of this audience as well.
One of the controversies that existed many moons ago now at this stage was when Web Summit was based at the RDS, and there was talk about the coming and going, the transport of people, where would they stay, how would they get there. Is that something that you guys have encountered over the years of running both Gamerfest and the different events that you've hosted?
No, we've been really happy there. To be honest, we have a good relationship with the team at the RDS. You know, I'm aware of the challenges in the past that you've mentioned, but certainly in terms of venue infrastructure and technology, there's been significant investment in the venue. So we've been really pleased to see that. Our Gamerfest event that we run there each year is very tech heavy. It's very network heavy. As you know, a lot of gaming now is online. So we definitely stress their systems to the max, and we don't have any issues. So I think we're in a good place with the RDS. We enjoy dealing with them. And certainly we'd be very confident around hosting tech labs there.
And is this something that you would see as growing to become Europe's answer to CES? Or is this something that you're happy and content with existing within Ireland for the Irish tech community?
I think a bit of both. I think we'll certainly be continuing to run it in Ireland. I think the event has a very, very high ceiling in terms of interest, in terms of the audience that we can attract both domestically and internationally. But it is an Irish event. It's an event I want to keep in Ireland. But I certainly think we can welcome more and more international visitors over the coming years. We're looking forward to a really good event this year, but we're really only scratching the surface. It's got huge potential. And, you know, the amount of inbound inquiries we have in terms of exhibitors and brands looking to get involved has been really, really pleasing. So we're looking forward to a great event in October, but also looking forward to really growing it over the next number of years.
Mm. And is this something that kids and teens can go to along with their parents? Like, is this a day out for the family type of thing? Because you mentioned gaming, and I know that my 10-year-old nephew is a huge gamer. Zero Latency were on the show a few weeks ago talking about their VR experiences, and they cater to younger people as well. So is this something for all the family, or is it an adults only type event?
No, it's certainly not an adults-only type of event. I think our target audience is probably 18 plus, but we understand that, you know, when people come to events, they often have the kids with them. That's just natural. That's life. So we want to make sure that we have content for our younger visitors at Tech Labs as well. We have a very strong track record in gaming, so it's very straightforward for us to introduce a number of gaming zones at the event. And that just means that the adults can enjoy Tech Labs as much as they possibly can. The kids have content to keep them occupied as well. Because I know from experience, when you go to an event and you might have the kids with you, if there's nothing there for them, it can be quite challenging. So it's very much an 18 plus event. We're targeting an adult audience, but we understand that families will be in attendance and they're more than welcome to attend.
I'm on your website. It's techlabsexpo.ie. And I see, and you mentioned this, but that tickets are free. Can you talk to me a little bit about that? So how and why are you doing free tickets?
Well, we want to have the very best content and brands, products and services at the event. And that's really our marketing strategy. We want to drive as high a footfall as we possibly can. And, you know, our model is based on exhibitor revenues, sponsorship revenues, and making the event as accessible as we possibly can. That's allowing us really hit the ground running in year one and drive that audience of 10,000 visitors. So that's the rationale there. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. Already a lot of interest.
Yeah, it's great to see. And I suppose the thing that jumps out at me, having been to CES quite a few times, is CES is so spread out and you walk the little legs off yourself as you go up and down. Whereas I am assuming this will be condensed within the grounds, obviously enough, of the RDS. Are you planning to have sort of breakout events or anything like that on the day or in the evening or anything like that to sort of keep the conversation going after the actual event?
Well, certainly the event is a consumer expo, as I've mentioned, but we are welcoming a large number of trade professionals, professionals from the tech and electronics space. So within the Tech Labs Expo, there will be a B2B lounge there for professionals to gather and network, hold meetings. There'll be retailers there. There'll be brands there. So it's a great opportunity for them to gather. And then I think for year two next year, we'll have a dedicated trade day at the event as well, specifically for trade professionals. So that is one way that the event will be growing in future years. We will have a dedicated B2B day followed by a consumer day. And that's how the future is panning out at the moment.
Fantastic stuff. Well, it's taking place on October 18th in Dublin's RDS. As I said, the website is techlabsexpo.ie. You can head there and register for free tickets. It's going to be a fantastic day. I'm thrilled to have something like this back in Dublin, back in Ireland. I think it's a brilliant thing to have. And I'm very much looking forward to it. But for the moment, Stuart, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thanks, Jess. Great talking to you.